Siracusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
It is going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be cloudy with scattered rain, 1 to 2 tenths of an inch, not out of the question. Could actually see a little freezing rain by late tonight as temperatures drop down to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Got your host, James J. I am joined by your CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's great to have a co-host.
I mean, you're pretty good at talking to yourself.
I do it quite often. I do it.
Honestly,
I really
you
do.
Need a mirror on this wall over here.
That's
would that be good or creepy? I'm just
creepy.
Wondering. Okay.
Creepy.
All right.
But
all right.
I love the idea. I love what you're thinking there. Do you talk to yourself or your pets more? That's the question for today, everybody. 715-423-1055. I'm not sure. It's a dead heat for me of if I talk to myself or my fur brother more.
And then do
I'm
you talk
sure.
in a normal voice or do you talk in like a little baby voice.
Normal voice.
Oh,
normal voice.
I don't know.
Sam gets mad at me if I use the baby voice.
I have a different dog voice.
Yeah, I get that.
I get that.
We got a lot of things to get to this morning. We got the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win contest. Your last day to be able to get in on this, everybody. Also got some requested music, our National Day of calendar. Terry, I'd like to start with the United Way and letting people know about some of the good things you guys are up to over there. Got Community Shred Day coming up. A lot of different things.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I think that we really have coming up is April 10th from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. at Prevail Bank in Wisconsin Rapids on Lincoln Street. We are having an event where you can bring your sensitive documents to be shredded. Two boxes are free, and each additional box is only a $5 donation, and the entire donation goes to United Way. And the cool thing about doing it during this time is that Prevail Bank and bank account will each donate a dollar for every shredded pound. So we can leverage up to $2,000 in donations in addition to, you know, what comes in for the boxes. So it's a great event to support the community and also to just get that stuff out of your house that you know is hanging around.
Yes.
That, you know, you just haven't gotten to, or, you know, maybe your little home shredder died or whatever the case would be. So I just really encourage people to participate in that event. I do have to throw out there, though, we say 9 till 11, but sometimes the shred truck reaches its capacity before that. So if you plan to participate, I wouldn't wait till like 10:30. I would get there early because once it's full, it's full. There's just, you know, there's nothing else we can do about it. Yeah. Once he has about 4,000 pounds of paper in there, he has to stop. So great event. And thanks to our partners, Prevail Bank and bank account for sure on that. And then the other is just that we are taking signups for teams for our United We Can food sculpture contest. We'll be talking about that a little bit later this morning, but you can visit our website, uwswac.org, to get more information.
Keep up the great work. We appreciate everything you guys are doing over there. And I wanted to say as a side note to Prevail, to businesses like that that work with the United Way, you go so much farther with your community. You are showing something that money can't buy. You are showing something that we can't necessarily put into words always, but you're showing that you're putting into your community. You're showing you're a part of your community and you believe in your community.
And you know something else that's cool about them being a local bank, but they have a pretty large footprint over the last few years. Yeah. But they now they're doing this partnering with United Ways in all of the communities that they're in to do Shred Day. So, I mean, that's really cool, too, that they, you know, took a success from one community and expanded it, you know, across their footprint.
In this day and age, you know, when you guys first started this, I think it was a meaningful event. It has only become more and more meaningful as we have gone on. Our information is that much more important to us to protect and to know that, okay, I know that is done. That is erased.
Yes, nobody's, and it happens right there. Yeah. I mean, you know, like it's being shredded on site. We're not collecting it and taking it somewhere.
Right.
His, you know, the trailer is the shredder. So it's, yeah, it's very safe and good to, again, just get that stuff out of your home.
I've seen some of the work that they do with this, and they don't just shred it. I mean, they destroy these documents. Yeah. They are gone. This isn't one of those, like, in the movies where they grab the shredded document and they put it back together.
No, and it cross cuts too, so, yeah.
By the way, that's not actually a thing. Just so people know. Just as a side note.
I mean,
that's not
if
really
that's your
a
hobby.
Thing. I mean, good luck. Good luck, because it doesn't actually work. It doesn't. What does work is us being able to celebrate all of you, and we're doing that with our civic challenge. Real quick, though, again, the website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way also on social media. It's a great way to keep up things on your community. We'll talk more with Terry at WFHR about those events. Terry, we've been celebrating our community. We've been celebrating our listeners with this civic media challenge we've been doing. Been having a lot of fun with it. Today is the final day.
Today is it?
Yes. This is your last day to get a chance to receive an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You got four different chances to win that today. And all entrants are going to be entered to win one of our two grand prizes. Includes these amazing bikes, this Cadillac of blenders, this 3-in-1 blender.
Cool.
And a beautiful patio outdoor love seat set.
Oh, nice.
These are things to kind of get you ready for spring. These are things to let you know, hey, we see you. We appreciate you. We hear you. We are very thankful to our listeners. So what you got to do is give us $1,000. No, you no, of course it's free. It's a free contest.
Venmo,
everybody.
PayPal, what are you doing?
There's nothing. Yeah, you know, just cash.
Oh, cash. drop it by the door. We don't know how to get in and out of it, but just drop it outside the door.
I'm kidding. Of course, I'm kidding. You've been listening to us. You've been hearing about this challenge for the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot of fun with it and got a lot of good feedback from you guys. What you do is you download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Choose your local or hometown radio station, WIRI or WFHR. And, of course, get ready to text us that keyword. You'll get that keyword at the top of the 7, 10, 1, and 3 o'clock hours. We'll give you that word. You text it to us. That's it. That's all you got to do.
That is awesome.
And you're in on this great contest. Thanks again to everybody playing along.
And today is it.
Yes.
Last four chances.
Yes. Terry, let's give them that word. The word for today, everybody, that you're going to text to us on the Civic Media app is warm.
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 It is not warm.
Is that? It's a
17
cruel one
is not warm.
WARM texted to us, everybody. And thank you so much for doing so. We'll get that word out there one more time before the hour is up. Warm is your word for today. It might be a good one, actually. It made me feel a tiny bit warmer when I said
it's
it.
It's supposed to get warm today.
Yes, it is. We'll find out more about that from Brittany Merlot, our weather person, in just a little bit. Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for today. And this weekend, it is National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day.
Oh, that sounds good.
Does sound kind of good. Yeah, it does sound good. It's World Piano Day, or as it's known in my house, the instrument that I never learned to play from my mother.
You know, I can't say I really had an interest in it as a young person, but I would love to know how to play piano now. Both of my daughters took piano, and ours is still, neither of them play it anymore, but it's still sitting there, and I keep saying I'm going to get rid of it. It's in, you know, a clavinova, and I keep saying I'm going to get rid of it, and then my husband's like, oh, maybe I'll teach, you know, like, he has interest too, so I don't know. We just keep it.
That would be a fun thing to do together, you and him. I think that would be a fun thing.
Really?
Off the top of my head, I thought it. I mean, it's early. It's early in the morning.
That would not be fun.
I haven't slept. It's early in the morning. You're absolutely right. Don't do that. I think that most people would think of a guitar, but I think it's the coolest thing when somebody that you don't know can play piano just walks up to a piano and starts just playing on and everything. I think that's cool.
So there was a local guy, Paul Grinder. He's passed away now, but he was in Rotary with us, and he would sit down at the hotel meet at the grand piano, like before or after Rotary, and just play. And it was so beautiful.
Yeah. My mother, I was born with hands this big, pretty much.
Yeah, why don't you play piano?
Yeah, That's her. That's exactly her. I just heard her right now when you said that. really close. It's also National Smoke and Mirrors Day. That's a fun one. International Mermaid Day. Okay. All right. Sure, why not?
You know, there should be.
We're just going to cover everything here. And, of course, most importantly, it's Good Friday. Good Friday to everybody out there celebrating. Let's see here. It is, let's take a look at tomorrow, March 30th. We've got Doctor's Day tomorrow. and Earth Hour, where we are a step closer to protecting our planet. And it starts with you switching off your lights for an hour. That I've heard of that one.
Yeah, before. I think we probably did this show last year. I remember that too.
That's absolutely right, yeah. Let's see. We've got a couple. National Fitness Recovery Day. All right. National Folding Laundry Day is Saturday. I don't like that. Yeah, yeah. I don't mind doing laundry, but I'm bad at folding.
That's like every day at my house.
Pretty. I hear you there, though. Well, no, I do it pretty much once a week. It's just me, so it's really easy for me. But National Pencil Day is also tomorrow.
Oh, very important.
Yes. I love pencils.
Well, I don't mind pencils, but does it need a day?
I don't know if it needs a day. I'm pretty sure it does. Probably doesn't need a day. But we don't want pencils to be alone, so on Sunday, it is Crayola Crayon Day.
Oh, see? There you go.
Choose your favorite crayon. The crayon, when you got the crayon box with the sharpener in it,
yeah,
you knew you had it.
Do you remember? I mean, and we coveted those things. Like, were taking care of, you didn't even want a dent in the box.
No. And if you didn't have one and there was a kid in your class that did, you were constantly going up there trying to sharpen your crayons.
Yeah.
Those things were awesome. Crayola was
now kids
way
just
ahead.
Don't even. No, they don't even appreciate that.
No, they don't. No,
every kid has the big box.
Yeah, yeah. They all got the sharpener now and everything. But it was cool. Dance Marathon Day is also on Sunday.
Fun.
Now, would you do that with Randy? Would you do a dance marathon with him?
Yes, but I think we'd have to do like classes first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I think ballroom dance classes would be fun.
That would be. I've always wanted to do something like that. I love dancing. I think dancing is a lot of fun. It is also Eiffel Tower Day on Sunday, National Baked Ham with Pineapple Day.
Yum.
That's actually a pretty good one because it is also on Sunday, of course, Easter. And I know that a lot of families celebrate with ham on Easter.
Uh-huh.
My family did always. My Nana would do this. She would make ham for everybody. And then for us, she'd make a little mustacholi. So there's a little bit of pasta on the side just for her and I, because I've never been a ham person. I never really liked it. We don't eat pork really traditionally in my mom's side of the family. So,
you know, we've always done Easter. We've always done Easter as brunch.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do more like kielbasa and fruit and, you know, an egg dish, maybe, you know, like that kind of thing.
Easter and Christmas, we tended to eat at least an hour or two earlier. At least I don't know if it'd be around lunch, but we did tend to do that a lot of time. And I don't know how much it had to do with football. Like I honestly don't. But I know that it did play a part in a little bit. Have a great Easter, everybody. Over on WFHR, we're going to wrap up our show around 9:50 in the hour. We'll be wrapping up talking a little bit about Easter egg hunts, local ones in our area. And keep in mind, if you know of one and you haven't heard us talk about it, join us on WFHR. Give us a call around that time and give us your Easter egg hunt. We want to get it to you. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and get into some, we got a little bit of country music news for you later. We're going to get into, it's kind of some funny stuff. Right now, we have some requested music to kick things off. This is requested by Terry in Wisconsin Rapids. No. Randy Travis, dig it up.
All right, I'll take it.
Take it. All right. Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them right out there at 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till 4. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. Put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. Better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
Central Wisconsin's country legends 24/7.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between the bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars in the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, and if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Drive a sports car up the coast of California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, maybe I could die a happy man. Maybe I could die a happy man. Oh, I could die a happy man. You know I could, girl.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
In country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. Whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
I wear my jeans a little tight just to watch a little boy Now somewhere in Milwaukee, there's snow covering concrete, and I still see you walking away. And I tried to say I'm sorry, and that frozen rain kept falling, and I couldn't find the words to make you stay. Choked up all that freezing wind, I bit my tongue until it bled, holding back the words till my lungs turned blue. And I still see your fingerprints running across my frostbitten skin. All I'm breathing in is the truth. You can hate my eyes for watching you leave. Hey, I should have chased you down feet, and not trying to keep you up in my arms. You can hate my hands for letting you go. Hey, my lips kissing yours cold, and hiding all my feelings in the dark. Oh, please don't hate my heart.
Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Come on.
One and only Faith Hill, Piece of My Heart. It's a really good cover right there. It's a really good one. We've got good music coming up for you from Blake Shelton, Lainey Wilson, Garth Brooks. Right now, it's Luke Combs on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Think that much about life, you're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me, she broke the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for, and an old dusty hand me down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you?
not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home. Stepped outside when everything was going right, and I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, and even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. Tonight, I'm coming back home.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged. Runs on dreams and gas.
had the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me to Pina Colada. Set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I've forgotten. I buried them in the sand. So bring me to Pina Colada. She said goodbye to her good time and man. And the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've got to say that I think I've got to stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me to Pina Colada. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me to Pina Colada. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Bring, 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 bring me to Pina Colada.
Yeah,
I want one for each end. Let's all set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land.
Oh, troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand. I buried them.
Time and man, bring me to Pina Coladas.
I gotta have
one for each end.
Let's all
set sail with Captain Morgan,
and we will
never leave dry land.
Never leave a dry land. Garth Brooks, two Pina Coladas. Good way to play us out, Terry. Good way to play us out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds warm.
It does sound really warm. It does sound... We want to wrap up the show here and thank all of you for joining us all week long. Thanks a lot for the time, everybody. We appreciate you. One thing I wanted to get to before we wrap up the show, and I wanted to, with Easter and all the National Day of Calendar things that we do, I wanted to be able to put separate them. And also let you know, if you did not know, that today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. We thank them for their service and everything that has been brought from that war and from the people that were a part of it.
Absolutely. That's a great ad.
We appreciate them. We'll be thinking of them throughout the day today. I do want to let you know one more time, the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text to Win Contest word. We'll give that to you in a second. But first, Terry, we got to touch on this. George Strait revealed this last week, but it turns out a handful of people heard about it a little bit early. George Strait has a big tour coming up, and he's been waiting and waiting and kind of teasing about this to, you know, build up the momentum.
He has been, yes.
You know, that kind of thing. He and Parker McCollum have a big show at Texas A&M's Kyle Field on June 15th. Fellow Texan Katie Offerman will also be there. George announced it on Instagram last Tuesday, but ESPN's Pat McAfee revealed that a room full of people in Indiana heard about it 11 days early, thanks to Peyton Manning. This is hilarious.
Well, you know.
On March 8th, Peyton hosted a big fundraiser gala for the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. He does a lot of great work with that. Pat was there, and so was Parker. On his YouTube show, Pat said that Peyton was doing a Q&A with them, and he went off script and said to Parker, "You're also doing a show with George Strait down at Texas A&M, right?" Parker said it hadn't been announced yet, but yes.
And he's probably like sitting there going, do I answer? Don't I? Yeah, I mean, you got to answer to Peyton Manning or King George. Like,
yeah. I mean, what do you do? Oh, yeah. Peyton was apparently very apologetic backstage. He yelled at himself, "Just stick to the blanket script, Peyton." to be in all defense, Peyton Manning made his career off of improv-ing. I mean, this is one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen. He's the conductor. He went up there and go up there and be a conductor. This is what happens when you go off script, I guess, a little bit. That was a great story, though. Good on George Strait, the way he's been handling it. Teasing him relentlessly. If I'm George Strait, I'm getting some tickets for that. I'm getting some tickets to a game or something.
Good call. And once it's out of the bag, it's out of the bag. Right?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You know?
That is a really cool idea, though, to do a concert. George Strait doing a concert there in that particular stadium. That is going to be a cool show. It's been a cool time hanging out with you, Terry. Let's do it for a couple more hours over in WFHR.
See you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there, everybody. Otherwise, have yourselves a great day. Be good to each other. And keep in mind, the Civic Media Ride in the Spring Text Win Contest still going on for today. You will have the top of the 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock hours to play along. Your keyword for today, go download the app. Get ready to text us this keyword, warm. Texas warm, everybody.
Warm.
Yeah, nicely done. I like the way you said that. Nicely done. Text that to us, everyone, and get in on this contest. And thank you so much to everybody who's played along and keeps on listening to Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Whoa, those are fresh.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.